show them to all. So we're going to have a quick Parsha recap over here. Parsha's also continues with describing the job of the different families of Levim. Gershon carried the Mishkan covers, pegs, ropes, and necessary kelim. Merari carried the pillars, beams, bars, sockets, pegs, and ropes of the Mishkan. Now the total count of Levim between 30 and 50 that did the work of the Mishkan was 8,580. And we learn a number of new halachas. There are three camps: Machane Shechina, which housed the Mishkan; Machane Levi, which is where Shevet Levi lived and camped around the Mishkan; and Machane Yisrael, which is where the rest of Klal Yisrael lived and camped around all those. Now one that has Saras has to be sent out of all three camps. One that had a Zavi mission is sent out of Machane Levi and Shechina, and one that's Tamei Meis is sent out of only Machane Shechina. And another halacha: one that steals, swears falsely, and then admits, he must pay the principal a fifth of its value and bring a karbon. If he stole from a ger, the ger died and has no inheritors, then the payment is given to the kohen. Next, we learn of the Saita, the wayward wife. Her husband suspects her and warns her not to seclude herself with a certain man. She does so anyways, so he brings her to the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash and goes through an entire procedure meant to degrade her and wear her out. Perhaps she's going to admit to her sin. She then drinks what is called Meh Hamarim, the bitter waters, as a test. If she sinned with the man, then her stomach swells, thigh collapses, and she dies a horrible death. If she didn't, then she gets many blessings. Next, we learn about a Nazir. He pledges to abstain from wine. Not only is he not allowed to drink wine, but also any grape derivative is a no-go. No grapes, raisins, or even water that was soaked with grape skins or pits. He must also grow out his hair for a minimum of 30 days and may not become Tamei Lameis. After his Naziris, he brings a certain karbonis and cuts his hair. Hashem then tells Moshe to teach Aaron the priestly blessings, Birkas Kohanim. They're promised that if they, the Kohanim, bless Klal Yisrael, then Hashem too will bless them. Now the Torah describes what happened after Hakamas HaMishkan, which was so joyous, Klal Yisrael is likened to a kala going to the chuppah. When all of Klal Yisrael made donations for building the Mishkan, the Nesiim waited until they were last and felt badly about it, so by Hakamas HaMishkan, they were the first to bring gifts. Altogether, they brought 6 covered wagons and 12 bulls to carry the Mishkan during their journey. 2 wagons and 4 bulls were given to Gershon, and 4 wagons and 8 bulls were given to Merari. These were to help aid them in their job. Kahas had the sacred task of carrying the Aron, Shulchan, and the like, and therefore, that had to be done by Katef on their shoulder. Now, after the Nesiim brought this gift, they were inspired to bring gifts and karbanos for Chanukas HaMizbeach, the inauguration of the Mizbeach. Each one of the Nesiim brought the same exact gift inspired by the Nasi of Shevet Yisachar. So the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda brought his first, and as we said, each one of the Nesiim brought the same exact gift. So what did they bring? A silver bowl weighing 130 shekels, a silver basin weighing 70 shekels, both were filled with fine flour and mixed with oil for mincha, a gold spoon weighing 10 filled with ketiras, a bull, ram, and a lamb for an oila, a goat for chatos, 2 bulls, 5 rams, 5 male goats, and 5 sheep in their first year. All of those were for a carbon shlamim. So altogether, we have 12 bulls and 12 basins weighing a grand total of 24. 400 silver shkalim, 12 gold spoons with ketiris weighing a total of 120 gold shekels, 12 bulls, rams, and lambs for carbon oila, 12 goats for carbon chatas, 24 bulls, 60 rams, 60 goats, and 60 lambs for carbon shlamim. With this, we conclude Parshas Nasai. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.